Hi, and welcome back to Dating Funnies. How is everyone? Yeah, I've had kind of an interesting week this week. I did something this week that I haven't done in almost 2 years. I actually went to a real-life face-to-face meetup. We actually went and had happy hour with a group of people. And surprisingly enough, all the people at the meetup, yep, they were single. Men and women alike from all kinds of work backgrounds, all kinds of areas around Seattle, Bellevue, Redmond. And the host, she has a big personality, great lady. She was talking about some of her challenges that she was facing with dating people. So the whole dialogue started on dating faux pas, dating things that people do. One lady even talked about how she met a guy on Bumble, communicated with him, and for whatever reason, he was able to convince her to come to his house. And the reason why she had to come to his house is when she showed up, she saw that he had an ankle bracelet. He couldn't leave the house. Oh my gosh. I haven't heard of a story like that before. It was comical. There's another lady there at our meetup. Very, very nice lady. I'm speculating she's got to be in her probably early to mid-40s. As she's got an older son, I think it is, 17, 16, 17, and a younger child around 10. So I'm just speculating as I run through the numbers. But you can see that she's recently started dating because she didn't even know what the word ghosting meant. She never even heard of people doing the things that a lot of us talked about at this meetup. So I'm looking forward. I've invited all of them, and I'm typically very shy about letting people know that I am doing a podcast, because my podcast is under my ghost name, because I really want people to know that it's me talking about dating challenges, although the stories kind of resonate the same. I've never heard one about the ankle bracelet before. Oh my gosh. But I've invited the host of our meetup, together with a few other people, to come be a guest speaker on my podcast. And I'm open to whatever you are, whether you're dating same sex or you're, you know, bisexual, whatever the situation is for you. I'd like to hear your perspective too. What's it like to try to date in what we might consider, or I might consider, alternate styles of relationships? Because I think we'll find that we're all kind of running into the same challenges. So hopefully over the next several weeks, we'll have a couple of guest speakers, male or female, that we can chat with. I do have an older lady who just recently got divorced, and she's already shared with me one story where all of a sudden the guy online is in the army out of Baghdad, already trying to convince her to send money. Oh my gosh. So it'll be fun chatting with her, listening how she too is navigating the dating challenges. Now, I will share with you that, to my surprise, my oh my, someone actually reached out to me on Tinder. So we got to chatting a little bit. She happens to be in her early 40s, and I'm in my mid-60s. And we went through a couple of the pleasantries of getting to know one another. Then, shock, shock, she was the one that came out and asked me first, how do I feel about the age difference? Which is going to be the next question I was going to have for her, because it's a 20-plus year age difference. And I've dated people younger before. And she's got 3 kids at home, and she's recently divorced too. Which, I'm not a big fan of rebound relationships. But, you know, I have a rule, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you folks or not, but I've told it to people, several people in the past. My rule is this, as it should be yours. Hey, if someone's paying attention to me, I'm going to pay attention back. And then through that process of pay attention back, I'll discover whether it's someone that I want to continue to engage with or not. So in this case, I'm intrigued enough to at least chat more with her. She's okay with the age difference. I'm okay with the age difference. She's the same age as my son and my daughter-in-law. Now, they may not be okay with it, but I really don't think they care. I have had friends and other people try to connect me with someone closer to my age range, but they too have learned over time that people in my age range typically are not as engaged as I am in doing things. So they tend to think that the best age grouping for me would be people in their mid-40s, to their late 50s, maybe to 60, provided that they like to go out and do. Not that I'm always on the go. I'm like anyone else. I like to sit home and veg too. But if I had an activities partner, I would go on hikes. I would do more skiing, even though my grandson told me that he was going to be my skiing buddy. But, you know, as you know, it's more fun to do something with people and someone that you're dating as opposed to going out doing things by yourself. So it's actually refreshing. So if you haven't had a chance to do so, I recommend getting connected to one of these meetups and go do a happy hour. Go to a wine tasting event. I just signed up for a wine tasting event for next Friday. Get me out of the house. I'm tired of getting up, going to work, going home. Just repeat the pattern. I feel like I'm stuck in Groundhog Day. And I'm sure most of you probably feel the same way. Let's go out and meet people. See what's out there. If nothing else, at least we get to interact with other people, hear other stories. And who knows, we might meet someone that piques our interest and vice versa, and it can evolve into something more. Again, if any of you, any of my listeners, would love to be a guest on my podcast, I'd love to hear from you. If you also want to at least shoot me an email and give me a story, a saga that you've lived through that you'd like others to hear, maybe others to comment on, feel free to email me that. It's datingfunnies, F-U-N-N-I-E-S, @gmail.com. Hope you have a great week. Hope next week is beneficial in a lot of different ways for you, whether it's personally, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially. I wish you all a great week and look forward to hearing from you. And I'll give you more updates throughout my meetup escapades and how things may or may not trend with this current tender interest. Thanks for listening. Until next time.